This goes to Brianne, B like boy, R-I-A-N-N-E, Draper, D like David, R-A-P-E-R, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249, regarding Janet, middle initial A, ISOM, I-S like Sam, O-M like Mary. Date of birth 6/13/1950. Dear Ms. Draper, this is a consultation for Mrs. Isom with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and microalbuminuria. She is a 75-year-old patient with multiple medical problems, including long-standing diabetes, hypertension, and a history of hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy in 2017, requiring a mitral valve replacement at that time. And that was done with a cow's heart valve. That did not last, and she did have to have another mitral valve replacement in 2021 with the mechanical mitral valve. That seems to be doing better at this point. She has some good days and other days where she's very tired and much more short of breath. And that's been going on for the last year at least. She did have an echocardiogram, a transthoracic type, and that was 12/3 of 2024. And the results showed left ventricular ejection fraction of 60%, bilaterally dilated atria, mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation. She also had poorly seen thickened aortic valve with moderate stenosis and a poorly seen mechanical prosthetic mitral valve and uncertain degree of regurgitation, maybe mild stenosis, and no pericardial effusion but severely elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure, which was estimated at 74.8. And she will be having another echocardiogram within the next 2 weeks for further evaluation. She also had an ultrasound of the abdomen. It's January 21st of 23 that showed normal-sized kidneys without hydronephrosis and a small cyst in the left kidney, otherwise negative. Today she has no symptoms of kidney disease. Urine output is good and adequate. She has nocturia 2 times per night without recent UTIs and no cloudiness or blood noted. No current dizziness or headaches. She does have shortness of breath with exertion, and some days are worse than others. No current chest pain or palpitations. She does have reflux esophagitis without vomiting or dysphagia. She has generalized arthritis but does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Bowels are working well without constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No peripheral edema. She does have a history of Meniere's disease, so occasionally she has ringing in the ears and dizziness at the same time. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, a past history of hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy, that was in 2017, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anemia, arthritis, venous insufficiency, Meniere's disease, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, and aortic valve stenosis. Past surgical history, she had her first mitral valve replacement with the cow's valve in 2017 and replacement of that valve with a mechanical mitral valve in 2021. She had a cardiac catheterization in 2017 without any blockages noted and cardioversion as well as cardiac ablation in 2017. She's had right cataract removal, and colonoscopy was done in 2018. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker and she quit smoking in 2017. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is divorced and retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to macrobid and pollen extracts. Medications, she takes vitamin B12 with folic acid Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Nexium, 40 milligram daily. Caltrate with vitamin D daily. Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram daily. Losartan is 50 milligram daily. Coumadin, 5 milligram as directed. Metoprolol, 50 milligram daily. Estradiol cream, that's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a very small amount. Janumet, it's 50/1,000 twice a day. Lipitor, 10 milligram daily. Lasix, 20 milligram. This used to be taken daily. Now she takes it on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Spironolactone, 25 milligram daily. Claritin, 10 milligram daily as needed for allergies. Probiotics daily. Hair and nail supplement daily. And albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed for cough and shortness of breath. And that is a new medication she just received from the emergency department within the last 2 weeks. Physical exam. Height is 64 inches. Weight, 158 pounds, and this is a stable weight. Pulse is 75. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 136 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is slightly irregular with some early beats, not atrial fibrillation, but just a few extra early beats at times. And she does have a aortic murmur noted, and a mitral valve click is quite prominent also. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, and no palpable masses. Extremities have no edema. Brisk capillary refill, 1 to 2 plus pulses. She does have some decreased sensation on the bottoms of the feet, but intact sensation on the tops of the feet and the lower legs. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 28th, 2025. Creatinine was improved at 1.13, estimated GFR 51. 6-3-25, creatinine 1.24, GFR 46. 3-20-25, creatinine 1.52, GFR 36. 1-23-25, creatinine 1.45, GFR 38. 10-12-24, creatinine 1.31, and GFR 43. 7-28-25, we have a hemoglobin of 11.8, normal white count, normal platelets, random glucose 285, calcium 9.9, sodium 137, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 23, ferritin 75, iron was 84, iron percent saturation 33, and we have labs from 6-3-25, hemoglobin A1C was 6.7, potassium was slightly elevated at that time of 5.5. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio, 1:18. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to chronic congestive heart failure, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. We want the patient to continue getting lab studies every 3 months. So those should be due in October again. We will check a parathyroid hormone at that time also, as well as renal panel and CBC with differential. 2, she should get her echocardiogram within the next 2 weeks as scheduled, and then follow up with her cardiologist, Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K. And she should continue her diabetic American Heart Association diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.